Dr. Sabiktarian of his note on patient Andrea Hardeman, Hardeman, Andrea, Andrea, date of birth 10/24/1928, date of service 3/20/2024. Per paragraph, the patient is 95-year-old African-American female who is presenting to my office, referred by Dr. Marcella Antoine Taylor, for evaluation of chronic kidney disease. Per paragraph, her past medical history includes the following: 1, allergic rhinitis; next, chronic kidney disease stage 5; next, long-standing diabetes mellitus type 2; next, hypertension; next, hyperlipidemia; next, spinal stenosis; next, history of sickle cell trait; next, allergic rhinitis. Period. Paragraph, past surgical history is unremarkable. Allergies, she is intolerant to the following medications: codeine causes dizziness, Januvia causes dizziness and weakness, NSAIDs because of her chronic kidney disease, and Tramadol causes dizziness. Period. Social history, patient currently lives alone. She's visited frequently by her daughter, denies any smoking or alcohol use, no drug use. She's currently retired. She was a homemaker and she's had a total of 6 kids. Period. Family history, father died from old age and mother died from childbirth. Period. Review of symptoms reveals no headaches. She has decreased hearing, preserved vision with glasses. No chest pain. She doesn't have dyspnea on exertion. Positive. No heartburn. No nausea. No vomiting. No abdominal pain. No constipation or diarrhea. She does hurt in the back. She has back pain and right hip pain. She does have nocturia 3-4 times at night. She reports incomplete bladder emptying. Urge incontinence positive. No straining upon urination. Leg swelling positive. What other systems reviewed and are negative? Current medications are reviewed and include the following. Amlodipine, atorvastatin, cetirizine, furosemide, metoprolol, omeprazole, and insulin. Period. Paragraph on physical exam, her vital signs, as mentioned above. Before exam, please mention immunization. She received 4 doses of the COVID shots. Period. On physical exam, her vital signs, as mentioned above, HANT, pupils are reactive to light, pale, conjunctiva, and enteric sclera, no cervical fibrinopathy. She does have bilateral carotid breathe that could be heard bilaterally. Next, supplement stiffness or rigidity, heart sound, irregular rate and rhythm. She has a systolic ejection murmur 2 over 6 that could be heard at the apex, no friction of her lungs. She does have bilateral crackles, very fine, that could be heard, no wheezes heard, period. Abdomen is soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity. Extremity, she has 2 plus pedic edema in both lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash noted. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available at this point to me include the following. Her last A1C was 8.1 for February 2024. BUN 41, creatinine 3.1, estimated GFR is 16 milliliters per minute. CO2 is 24, potassium 4.3. Albumin 3.6, white count 7.9, hemoglobin 11, platelet count 313, TSH 5.77. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 5. Most likely this is progressive diabetic nephropathy, possible hypertensive nephrosclerosis, possible other. We are going to do medical therapy. Patient does not want to do dialysis. We're going to support her with medical care. We're going to do a minimal renal workup, including renal ultrasound, bladder ultrasound, minimal serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. Period. Next diagnosis, volume overload. We're going to double the diuretics to furosemide 60 milligram twice a day for 2 days, and then go back to once a day and reassess. We're going to assess her heart function as well by doing an echo. Next, bilateral carotid re, we will order a duplex scan of both carotids. Next, leg edema, we're going to rule out DVT by checking a venous duct of the lower extremities, and we doubled her diuretics as well, period. Next diagnosis, diabetes mellitus type 2 uncontrolled, we'll refer to Dr. Antoine Taylor for that management. Next, hyperlipidemia, continuous statin therapy. Next, hypertension, apparently controlled, but mostly volume dependent, will improve with improvement of her volume, period, paragraph. Next, spinal stenosis, chronic problem, period, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Antoine Taylor, for allowing me to participate in patient's care. I will see you back in 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Marcella Antoine Taylor, M-E-R-C-E-L-L-A, Antoine-Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, and the report. Thanks.